This is Maurice Tanny from 77 El Diora, and you're listening to Radio Valencia.
Everyone seems to be thinking for themselves a lot more these days than they used to.
Lynn Randell, they think about life, reality.
Well, I would say, first of all, it takes finding oneself.
Smokey Robinson of the Miracles.
Everything is reality. Your inside, your soul, just one physical thing is not reality. Whatever you're aware of is your reality. So, therefore, if you're aware of your spiritual self, then that is as real, if not more real.
Brian Cole of the Association.
Where can you be soulful but in a church?
That was Herb, of Peaches and Herb. And Peaches thinks about God.
Well, I figure he's the Almighty. He is. He's everything.
The Happening. They're young. They think. All over the country, they think.
I think that when you become this age, you realize suddenly, at least I have, that there is a God. There is a person there that is a little more than mortal.
It's begun to mean a lot more to me recently.
That I think it's the teenager's own awareness of a God or a Christ that will start the ball rolling, so to speak.
The Happening. They're young. They think. In London, they think.
Christianity is my yardstick. It's what I use to govern my life with. and I can't help looking at problems except from a Christian point of view.
There's something constantly there that I always know that will help me, and it always gives me strength to go on.
If I have a problem, I inevitably turn to God about it, and it gives you a terrific boost to feel that someone more powerful than you is behind you.
What's happening on the West Coast? In Los Angeles, they think about that too.
The love thing there, they might be carrying a little bit too far, but it stems from that Christianity, you know, love your neighbor and that kind of stuff.
One of the Pony Express.
You have to go the LSD route to find out what's real?
No, Jesus didn't.
Brian Cole of the Association.
The answers are really there, and it's not in pot and LSD and all these things that they're looking for peace of mind in. There's a whole other area that I think that they're neglecting to even look at. Just appreciating and being aware of the things around you. It might be harder to do it by study in that area than dropping a pill, maybe, but it's going to last where the other wears off, and then what do you got?
Paul Revere of Paul Revere and the Raiders. The Happening. They're young. They think. And some of them live what they think.
Try to imagine all life as you know it stopping instantaneously and every molecule in your body exploding at the speed of light.
Total protonic reversal. Protonic reversal.
Protonic reversal.
With Conan Neutron.
If you're looking for the very best in post-punk, punk rock, and indie rock, then doesn't forget to, you know, actually rock. Tune in to Protonic Reversal every Thursday morning, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Radio Valencia. I talk to interesting guest musicians, play rad tunes, and we have more than a few laughs.
You know, I kind of know the sound man for Rob Zombie.
We get awesome, get deep, and we never forget to raise our fists up.
Touch these fucking bags, I'll cut their fucking head off with a fucking axe. I'll fucking piss off.
11. Auto suggestion. You'll never be alone. Creative imagination. Desire. You don't have a burning desire at all. 8. Every morning you know exactly what you're going to do and why. But all the real joy is taken out of it. 5th. Faith. Don't fight it. 1st. 5. 4th. 4. Go into some quiet spot, perhaps in bed at night. Close your eyes, hold it. I can touch it with my hands. Imagination. You'll never be alone. The importance of the woman. You'll never be alone. Know what you want. Like all states of mind, the mastery of procrastination. 9, no one knows everything, no place to go. Number 2.
1.
The second principle is a state of mind, sudden flashes of thought or inspiration. 10, the fifth principle is whatever it is you do for a living. The fourth principle is the one and only woman. The sixth principle is the sixth principle. The sixth sense. The 13th and final principle is the 12th principle. Third, this is important. This is it. Thoughts are things.
3.
Time means nothing to your subconscious.
2.
Understand once and for all, you'll never be alone here on Earth.
Now there's lots of folks been talking about real travel, not just walking, making chases to the places you and I might never be. From the city to the country, from the mountain to the valley, from the canyon to the ocean, from the desert to the sea. They'll be flying, driving, sailing, some surviving, some be failing, as they chase the dream of thrills that cannot be. More and more we'll soon be learning, our deepest longing yearning can't be satisfied in cities we now see. Blessed be that city, where the bright city, where the streets, they're paved with gold. Blessed be that mountain, first clear mountain, where the river starts its flow. Blessed be that same, and angels are singing, voices blended in perfect harmony. Even more aspiring to have things and toys and stuff that bucks can't buy. They got boom boxes blasting, big bass boats for casting, more new tricks and truck than you and I could ever hope to try. They got four-wheel drives a-turning, credit cards just burning, seeking kicks and highs on which you can't rely. There's just one thing satisfying, he's the one who did our dying, and he's winning. Real joy, it comes from drinking at the well of pleasures that the world provides. But the fleet hides their feeling, gonna send you rocking, reeling with an emptiness. You must confess that eats out your insides. We got hotshot jocks explaining how eating right and training gonna save you from yourself and make you free. But just building up your body, Kung Fu and karate.
Can't be duplicated or recycled.
I am a traveler, a wanderer.
I'm not a disc jockey. I'm a human radio station.
Dante's Hot Tub with your host, Juan Rapido.
What a bummer!
On Radio Valencia, Wednesday, 8 to 10.
Countdown, take me away!
Thank you very much. You've been a delightful audience.
Since music is a school of love, I keep up with you throughout the musical atmosphere. Yeah. Yeah. Move it! Yeah. MPLA. And I dig going on a holiday. MPLA. And I dig going on a holiday. So not to fling away your sorrow, not to living on the black star line of tomorrow. And not to fling away your sorrow, not to living on the black star line of tomorrow. Yeah. Imago nato, 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 pango jedo, 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 make me nato, 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 make me jedo, 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 jedo. Fire not is your beauty. I say your naughty is your glory. I say your naughty is your soul. You got to be a not to go on the MPLA, y'all. MPLA. A naughty going on a holiday. A MPLA. A naughty going on a holiday. A naughty going to the country. A naughty going to the hills, yeah. Fling away your sorrow, not to living on the black star line of tomorrow, yeah. And not to fling away your sorrow, not to living on the black star line of tomorrow, yeah. Imago nato, 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 pango jedo, 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 jedo. Fire not is your beauty, your not is your glory, your not is your soul. So make we keep up with that far, I am in a plot. Keep up your not far, I am in a plot. And make me natto, 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 natto. Make me jedo, 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 jedo. And the MPLA. And at the going on a holiday. And fling away your sorrow, come on, come on. And at the dread, don't borrow, come on, come on. And make me sing great songs. Babylon, sing great song. Down in a Babylon, show them your culture. Down in a Babylon, show them your culture. You're not here, your culture. You're not here, your beauty. You're not here, your glory. You're not here, your soul. Come make me natto, 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 natto. Quit jello, 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 jello. Special design for all the natty dread, yeah. 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 Now just show your dread, come from your heart fully. You know where I mean until. Since music is a school of love, I keep up with you throughout the musical atmosphere. Yeah, yeah. Move it, yeah. MPLA, and at the going on a holiday. And not to go in on a holiday. So not to fling away your sorrow, not to living on the black star line of tomorrow. And not to fling away your sorrow, not to living on the black star line of tomorrow. Yeah. Imago nato, 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 pango jedo, 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 jedo. Make me nato, 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 make me jedo, 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 jedo. Fire not is your beauty. I say your not is your glory. I say your not is your soul. You got to be a not to go on the MPLA, yeah. MPLA. A not to go in on a holiday. A MPLA. A not to go in on a holiday. A not to go into the country. To the hills, yeah. I fling away your sorrow, not to living on the star lying at tomorrow, yeah. And not to fling away your sorrow, not to living on the black star lying at tomorrow, yeah. He might go not up, not up, not up, not up, not up, and go jet up, jet up, jet up, jet up, jet up. Fire not is your beauty, your not is your glory, your not is your soul. So make we keep up with that far, I am in a plot. Keep up your not far, I am in a plot. And make we not up, not up, not up, not up, not up. Make we jet up, jet up, jet up, jet up, jet up. And the MPLA, and not to go with on a holiday. And fling away your sorrow. Come on, come on. And not to jet, don't bar up. Come on, come on. And make we sing great songs. Sing great song. Down in a Babylon, show them your culture. Down in a Babylon, show them your culture. You're not here, your culture. You're not here, your beauty. You're not here, your glory. You're not here, your soul. Come make me not up, not up, not up, not up, not up. Create it up, get up, get up, get up, get up.
Special design for all the Natty dread, yeah, yeah. Now just show your dread, come from your heart fully. You know where I mean, auntie.
Hi, this is Country Joe McDonald, and you're listening to Radio Valencia.
Youth and youths, open your eyes and see Jah Jah light. Because the youth, them today, you see, them end up in a prison that no right. They could have do something positive in their life, so them can help them mother and help them father along the way. Today for you, tomorrow is for me. You got to understand that's how it is when the table turns, I say. Babylon will burn one way or the other. Babylon will burn, I say. Babylon will burn one way or the other. Babylon will burn, I say.
Don't be rude, it's a dirty road, it's a said the sun will shine and it stands for all. See, and no one must suffer this way. Babylon, all the youths them gone astray. Babylon will burn, Babylon a burn, Babylon a burn right now. Babylon a burn, Babylon a burn, Babylon a burn right now.
Face your own biggest challenge. The day you risk it all.
Nose hair, link bland.
Bizarre religious objects. Weird ceremonies. Snake handlers. And pot-smoking children.
With Darren Carpenter.
A man everybody would like to have seen dead.
And Dr. Fiasco.
An audacious man of action, capable of a tender, hopeless love, which could only last a day. But a day which was worth all eternity.
Wednesdays from 10 p.m. to midnight.
It's going to be like nothing anybody has ever seen.
On Radio Valencia.
Come on out here, Michael. This is Michael here. What's your whole name, Michael?
Michael Daniel Baez.
Michael Daniel Baez. Hey, you're quite a good-looking guy, too. You know, you're good.
Are you married?
No.
No, he's not married. No.
Do you have a girlfriend?
No.
You don't have
Can I be your girlfriend? Oh, he doesn't want no lady. Just like you, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah, why? What do you want to be when you're...
An actor.
You want to be an actor? Do you, have you done any acting? Commercials or anything?
No. I hear you like to sing, though, huh? You want to sing for us now?
You want to sing for us now?
Okay. Give him the mic, Frank.
You sing for us, Frank.
Your party Saturday I said I'm sorry. Sunday came and trashed me out again. I was only having fun, wasn't hurting anyone, and we all enjoy the weekend for a change. I've been stranded in the combat zone. I walk through Bedford style alone. I even roll my motorcycle in the rain. And you told me not to drive, but I made it home alive. So you said that only proves that I'm insane. You may be right, I may be crazy, but it just may be a lunatic you're looking for. You may be wrong, for all I know, you may be right. Remember how I found you there, alone in your electric chair. I told you dirty jokes until you smiled. You were lonely for as you try to find someone to satisfy you, I might be as crazy as you say. If I'm crazy, then it's true that it's all because of you, and you wouldn't want me any other way. You may be right, I may be crazy, you're looking for. Turn out the lights, don't try to save me. You may be wrong, for all I know, you may be right.
You see, you were a little nervous in the beginning, but when he got gone, he went gone. You were really gone. You were really gone there, you know. Got a fine ear, too, you know that?
Yeah, he does.
Okay, thank you very much, Mike. Okay? That was
pretty good.
Yeah.
That was good. I like the song.
Uh-huh.
Never heard it before, but I like it.
I was an odd looking kid, and with age, I admit I ain't improved none. My mother looked at me, said, better learn your ABC, expand your mind some. She didn't tell me that they don't like clever girls, they like pretty girls. Pretty girls. Pretty girls. They like pretty girls. Pretty girls. Pretty girls. Ever such pretty girls.
Girls, girls, girls.
Just begun. I got all sorts of new dark shit for you, my man.
You ever dance with the devil in the moonlight?
I don't know what my attitude is. I'm trying to work on it all the time, you know. I'm drinking water tonight. That's pretty amazing. Water. It's really weird how your life changes. You know what I mean? Water. 4 years ago, opium. Isn't that weird? I mean, really. It's night and day. Night and fucking day. Some of y'all may remember me as a drinker. I was a weekend drinker. You know, I'd start on Saturday, end on Friday, and thought I was controlling it there. But I don't drink anymore. I don't do drugs anymore either than, I'd say, the average touring funk band. If I had to add it up. I don't do drugs anymore either. But I'll tell you something about drugs. I used to do drugs, but I'll tell you something honestly about drugs, honestly, and I know it's not a very popular idea. You don't hear it very often anymore, but it is the truth. I had a great time doing drugs. Sorry. Never murdered anyone, never robbed anyone, never raped anyone, never beat anyone, never lost a job, a car, a house, a wife, or kids, laughed my ass off, and went about my day. Sorry. Now, where's my commercial? Why don't I get a commercial? Why is it always that other guy that gets the commercial? I lost my job, then my house, then my wife, then my car, then my kids. Don't do drugs. Well, I'm definitely not doing them with you. Fuck!
man, you're bumming me out. Get him out of here. Who invited Mr. Doom over? Get that guy out of here. The guy by the dip. He's bumming everyone out. He hadn't stopped talking. I wish he'd lose his fucking voice. I mean, I've lost my car before. Okay. Found it the next day. You know, no biggie. I don't think that warranted a commercial. I lost my car and... Nope, there it is by that dumpster. Forget it. See you tomorrow. You know, I've lost stuff. I'm not saying that. I knew we were in trouble in that damn egg commercial, that guy. I knew that was the government's take on drugs. You know, we're fucked, believe me. Here's your brain. I've seen a lot of weird shit on drugs. I've never, ever, 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 ever looked at an egg and thought it was a fucking brain. Not once, all right? I have seen UFOs split the sky like a sheet, but I have never, ever, ever looked at an egg and thought it was a fucking brain. Not once. I have had 7 balls of light come off of a UFO, lead me onto their ship, explain to me telepathically that we are all one and there is no such thing as death. But I have never, ever, ever, ever looked at an egg, thought it was a fucking brain. Now, maybe I wasn't getting good shit. I admit it, I see that commercial, I feel cheated. Hey, where's the stuff that makes eggs look like brains? That sounds neat. Did I quit too soon? What is that, CIA stash? You see the guy in that commercial? Guy's got a beer gut. All right, this is it. Look at it, man. This is your brain. I ain't doing this again. That's your brain. The guy's drunk doing the fucking commercial, man. Here's your brain. That's an egg. That's a frying pan. That's a stove. You're an alcoholic. Dude, I'm tripping right now. And I still see that as a fucking egg, all right? I see the UFOs around it, but that is a goddamn egg in the middle. There's a hobbit eating it, but goddammit, that hobbit is eating a fucking egg. He's on a unicorn, but that's a fucking egg, yeah. How dare you have a wino tell me not to do drugs? Why did I quit? Because after you've been taken aboard a UFO, it's kind of hard to top that, all right? You know, they have Alcoholics Anonymous. They don't have Alien Anonymous. Tell you what, though, going to AA meetings, which I have to do, but going there and hearing people talk about their fucking booze stories, you know, I'm sitting there. You know, I love the taste of gin. It's just so good. Fuck you, I've been on a UFO. Fuck off! I went drinking with aliens, you fucker! Shut up! I lost my wife. I lost an alien culture who wanted to take me to the planet Arcturus. Fuck you. I mean, I don't know if I've gotten the resentment, you know, forgiveness part down in the program, but... One day at a time. Oh, I just cannot, you know, believe in a war against drugs when they have anti-drug commercials on TV all day long, followed by, this bud's for you. I got news for you, folks. A1, alcohol is a drug. B2, and here's the rub. Alcohol kills more people than crack, coke, and heroin combined each year. So, thanks for inviting me to your little alcoholic drug den here tonight. You fine, upstanding citizens, you. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Now, you know why? If I was going to have a drug be legal, it would not be alcohol. You know why? There's better drugs and better drugs for you. That's a fact. So you can stop your internal dialogue. Well, wait a minute, Bill. Alcohol is an acceptable form of social interaction, which for thousands of years has been the norm under which human beings have congregated and formed social instruments, and they would congregate. Shut the fuck up. Your denial is beneath you, and thanks to the use of hallucinogenic drugs, I see through you. Is a better drug than alcohol? Fact, and I'll prove it to you. You're at a ball game, you're at a concert, someone's really violent, aggressive, and obnoxious. Are they drunk or are they smoking pot?
Drunk!
The one and only correct answer. Tell them what they won, Johnny.
I've never seen people on pot get in a fight because it is fucking impossible. Hey, buddy. Hey, what? End of argument. Say you get in a car accident and you've been smoking pot. You're only going 4 miles an hour. Shit, we hit something. Forgot to open the garage door, man. Gotta get the garage door open so Domino's knows we're home. But I'll tell you the truth. I have never heard one reason that rang true why marijuana is against the law. That rang true now. I'm not talking about the reasons the government tells us, because I hope you know this. I think you do. All governments are lying cocksuckers. I hope you know that. Good. All right. I mean, marijuana grows everywhere, serves 1,000 different functions, all of them positive. To make marijuana against the law is like saying God made a mistake. You know what I mean? It's like God on the seventh day looked down at his creation, said, there it is, my creation, perfect and holy in all ways. Now I can rest. Oh, my me. I left fucking pot everywhere. I should never have smoked that joint on the third day. If I leave pot everywhere, that's going to give people the impression they're supposed to use it. Shit. Now I have to create Republicans. So you see, it's a vicious cycle. And I'm not promoting the use of drugs, believe me. I'm not. I've had bad times on drugs, okay? I mean, look at this haircut. Fuck! Tell you, I live in New York now, man. I tell you, man, the war on drugs has definitely taken a ceasefire there. I mean, it's incredible. They sell drugs out loud on the streets. Heroin, 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 coke, 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 smoke, smoke. Heroin, heroin. Those guys bug the shit out of me. So I'm walking down the street one day, this guy's walking ahead of me, passes one of those dealers, he looks at him, he goes, heroin, heroin, heroin. I pass him, he looked at me, he goes, glue. I can afford heroin, you fucker. I'm doing laundry right now. As soon as my shirt's out of the cleaners, I'm coming back and buying some of that shit from you. He embarrassed me to death, all right? I was mortified. Clue. Fucker. Where's a bank machine? Come here. Come here, Mr. Dealer. Come here. I'm going to show you my balance. Then I'm going to buy heroin from that little kid across the street. Fuck you. New York's a rather tense town. We've only just begun. I got all sorts of new dark shit for you, my man.
You ever dance with the devil in the moonlight?
I don't know what my attitude is. I'm trying to work on it all the time. You know, what the fuck? I'm drinking water tonight. That's pretty amazing. Water. It's really weird how your life changes. You know what I mean? Water. 4 years ago, opium. Isn't that weird? I mean, really. It's night and day. Night and fucking day. Some of y'all may remember me as a drinker. I was a weekend drinker. You know, I'd start on Saturday, end on Friday, and thought I was controlling it there. But I don't drink anymore. I don't do drugs anymore either. I'd say the average touring funk band. If I had to add it up. I don't do drugs anymore either. But I'll tell you something about drugs. I used to do drugs, but I'll tell you something honestly about drugs, honestly, and I know it's not a very popular idea. You don't hear it very often anymore, but it is the truth. I had a great time doing drugs. Sorry. Never murdered anyone, never robbed anyone, never raped anyone, never beat anyone, never lost a job, a car, a house, a wife, or kids, laughed my ass off, and went about my day. Sorry. Now, where's my commercial? Why don't I get a commercial? Why is it always that other guy that gets the commercial? I lost my job, then my house, then my wife, then my car, then my kids. Don't do drugs. Well, I'm definitely not doing them with you. Fuck! Man, you're bumming me out. Get him out of here. Who invited Mr. Doom over? Get that guy out of here. The guy by the dip. He's bumming everyone out. He hadn't stopped talking. I wish he'd lose his fucking voice. I mean, I've lost my car before. Okay. Found it the next day. You know, no biggie. I don't think that warranted a commercial. I lost my car and... Oh, there it is by that dumpster. Forget it. See you tomorrow. You know, I've lost stuff. I'm not saying that. I knew we were in trouble in that damn egg commercial, that guy. I knew that was the government's take on drugs. You know, we're fucked, believe me. Here's your brain. I've seen a lot of weird shit on drugs. I've never, ever, 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 ever looked at an egg and thought it was a fucking brain. Not once, all right? I have seen UFOs split the sky like a sheet, but I have never, ever, ever looked at an egg and thought it was a fucking brain. Not once. I have had 7 balls of light come off of a UFO, lead me onto their ship, explain to me telepathically that we are all one and there is no such thing as death. But I have never, ever, ever, ever looked at an egg, thought it was a fucking brain. Now, maybe I wasn't getting good shit. I admit it, I see that commercial, I feel cheated. Hey, where's the stuff that makes eggs look like brains? That sounds neat. Did I quit too soon? What is that, CIA stash? You see the guy in that commercial, the guy's got a beer gut. All right, this is it. Look up, man. This is your brain. I ain't doing this again. That's your brain. The guy's drunk doing the fucking commercial, man. Here's your brain. That's an egg. That's a frying pan. That's a stove. You're an alcoholic. Dude, I'm tripping right now. And I still see that as a fucking egg, all right? I see the UFOs around it, but that is a goddamn egg in the middle. There's a hobbit eating it, but goddammit, that hobbit is eating a fucking egg. He's on a unicorn, but that's a fucking egg, yeah. How dare you have a wino tell me not to do drugs? Why did I quit? Because after you've been taken aboard a UFO, it's kind of hard to top that, all right? You know, they have Alcoholics Anonymous. They don't have Alien Anonymous. Tell you what, though, going to AA meetings, which I have to do, but going there and hearing people talk about their fucking booze stories, you know, I'm sitting there. You know, I love the taste of gin. It's just so good. Fuck you, I've been on a UFO. Fuck off! I went drinking with aliens, you fucker. Shut up! I lost my wife. I lost an alien culture who wanted to take me to the planet Arcturus. Fuck you. I mean, I don't know if I've gotten the resentment, you know, forgiveness part down in the program, but... One day at a time. Oh, I just cannot, you know, believe in a war against drugs when they have anti-drug commercials on TV all day long, followed by, this bud's for you. I got news for you, folks. A1, alcohol is a drug. B2, and here's the rub, alcohol kills more people than crack, coke, and heroin
combined each year. So, thanks for inviting me to your little alcoholic drug den here tonight. You fine, upstanding citizens, you, wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Now, you know why? If I was going to have a drug be legal, it would not be alcohol. You know why? There's better drugs and better drugs for you.